walking. Thank you for all of your stories about the things you found when you've been out walking. We also heard from the Ramblers about how we are all being encouraged to go and walk down some paths that have been forgotten about so that they aren't forgotten in the future. Let's go and talk to someone who is actually rambling as we speak. One of the Somerset Ramblers, Les Stather, is the chairman, and he's, as we speak, on a walk somewhere. Morning, Les, where are you?
Good morning, Simon. I'm actually looking out at the big TV mast just outside Wells.
Oh, how lovely. Now, it's been a kind of a misty and murky start. Is it a bit grey up there?
Well, I can't see the top of the mast. Where we are, it's beautiful.
Oh, brilliant.
It's obviously cloudy, but it's a very fresh, lovely day.
And when you say we, how many of you are there?
Oh, there must be, I haven't counted that, it must be at least 40.
Oh, gosh. And is this just an ordinary Thursday morning ramble that you would do?
We're Mendip Ramblers, part of Somerset Ramblers, and we walk on a Thursday from about 10 o'clock till 2, do about 6-7 miles, and have a picnic, have a lunch on the way round. And we have a Sunday walk as well that walks from a little bit further, probably about 10 mile-ish.
And what do you,
10 o'clock on a Sunday.
What do you find the reason that people sort of join you for? Is it to sort of take in the lovely, stunning scenery that we have, or is it get a bit of fresh air, a bit of exercise?
It's many, many things, actually, walking. It's obviously, we all know about the health benefits of walking and being able to get out and walk, get your heartbeat going at a reasonable rate for three or four hours is so much better than, some of this intensive exercise, even as you start to get a little bit older. The other thing is, of course, it's extremely good for your mental health. Just looking at the lovely green scenery around you, being in a group of 40 people where you can have a chat with different people about different subjects, people find it very, very relaxing.
And Les, we can tell from your accent that you're not from these parts. So Somerset, how does it compare to, are you Lancashire, Yorkshire?